So you think you're a pretty good person. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 311, titled "So You Think You're a Pretty Good Person." I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. It is true, most people are pretty good. However, contrary to popular opinion, not all good people go to heaven. In fact, you do not have to be a bad person to go to hell. You could, in fact, be a pretty good person and go to hell. Notice what the Bible says in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, in the Holy Word of God. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." The Bible also states in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You can see that even if you are a good person, God's word declares that your goodness is not sufficient to merit heaven. Another interesting fact found in the Holy Bible is that you are not really as good as you think you are. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, the Bible states, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:10, as well as verse 23, states, "There is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." It is true that you must have goodness to get to heaven, but the truth is you do not possess that goodness in and of yourself. The Bible says in Isaiah 59:2, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, everyone deserves to die and go to hell because of their sin. However, Jesus loved us so much that he shed his sinless blood and died in our place. Allow me to repeat that. You see, everyone deserves to die and go to hell, from the Pope on down, because of their sin. However, Jesus Christ loved us so much that he shed his sinless blood and died in our place. 3 days later, Christ arose from the grave, proving that he had conquered death and hell, and establishing that he alone has the power to give us eternal life. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Think about this, dear friend. If your goodness could save you, Jesus would have died in vain. The fact is, no one can possibly get to heaven on their own. Jesus himself states in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Perhaps by now you are wondering how you can obtain Christ's goodness for yourself. It is really very simple. First, you must genuinely be willing to repent of your sin. Luke 13:3 states, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." True repentance produces a new way of living. Psalm 119:59 says, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies," that is God's holy word. Secondly, dear friend, you must believe that Jesus Christ died for you. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven by the grace of God when you die. Finally, dear friend, ask him to save you and take you to heaven when you die. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why not ask him to save you right now? You can pray from your heart a simple prayer like this one. In fact, you can repeat after me right now, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Are you willing to do it? Pray right now, right where you are. Dear Lord, repeat after me. Dear Lord, I now realize that I am a sinner and that you died for me. I repent of my sin and ask you to now come into my heart, save me, and take me to heaven when I die. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friend, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. Thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. The track this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Track League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page. You can order copies of this track online at fellowshiptrackleague.org, and when you order them, pass them out and send a love offering to fellowshiptrackleague.org. God bless you. Until next time.